Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at AI in healthcare.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this one. We've got some super interesting articles here from Agnum Newsletter all about AI in life sciences. And it sounds like it's going to be really future-forward thinking here.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting to see AI being used to tackle some of the biggest challenges in medicine.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that really kind of hits home is the drug discovery process. It's been slow and expensive for so long.
Right. The newsletter was saying it takes 12 to 15 years to develop a single drug, and that costs like over $2.5 billion.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge investment. And then only 9 to 14% of those drugs actually make it to market.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like finding a needle in a haystack. Except the needle's worth billions of dollars.
And even worse, it means that people who need those drugs, especially people with rare diseases, they have to wait so long for treatment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how is AI changing that? Well, they're using AI in a bunch of different ways. The newsletter talked about three main models. First, you've got AI being used to repurpose existing drugs.
Interesting. So they're using AI to figure out if a drug that already exists could be used to treat something else.
Exactly. It's faster and cheaper than developing a new drug from scratch. But it's still risky.
Oh, how so? The Mies letter mentioned something about market devaluations. What does that even mean?
Yeah, so basically, if a company puts a lot of money into repurposing a drug and then it fails in clinical trials, their value can drop really quickly. Investors get spooked and the stock price plummets.
I see. So even with AI, it's not a sure thing.
Nope, not at all.
What about the second model?
That's where AI is used to design completely new molecules for known high-value targets.
Okay. Can you explain that a little more?
Sure. So let's say you have a drug that works really well for a certain condition, but it has some nasty side effects. AI can be used to design a new version of that drug, one that's more effective and has fewer side effects, like tweaking a recipe to make it even better.
Fascinating. It's like AI is a molecular chef.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Go ahead.
But what about the competition? Can these AI-driven companies really compete with the big pharmaceutical companies?
It's tough. Big Pharma has a ton of resources and experience, but these smaller AI companies are agile and innovative. They're coming up with some really exciting new drug candidates that could shake things up.
It's like a David and Goliath story, right?
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm really curious about the third model. The newsletter called it the most ambitious one, end-to-end AI.
This is the really wild stuff. This is where AI is involved in every step of the process, from identifying potential drug targets to designing the molecules to interact with those targets.
Wow. It's like giving AI the keys to the whole drug development car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's already showing some amazing results. The newsletter highlighted a company that used this model to develop a drug that's already in phase 2 clinical trials.
That's incredible. So it's not just theory. It's actually working.
It is. It's still early days, but it's looking really promising.
So AI can help us discover new drugs, but what about testing them?
Oh, yeah. Clinical trials are a whole other beast.
Aren't they super expensive and time-consuming?
They are.
So how is AI helping there?
Well, for one thing, AI is helping with patient recruitment. Traditionally, finding the right people for a clinical trial can take months, even years.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's got to be pretty specific criteria, right?
It is. But now, companies like DeepSeek's AI are using AI to analyze electronic health records and identify potential participants much faster. Sometimes in a matter of days.
Wow. So it's like AI is playing matchmaker for clinical trials.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What else?
Well, AI is also making trials more efficient and patient-centric. Companies like Medable and Science 37 are developing decentralized trial platforms that use AI-powered remote monitoring and data analysis.
So instead of having to go to a hospital or clinic all the time, patients can participate in trials from home? That's fantastic, especially for people who live far away from research centers or who have mobility issues.
Absolutely. It makes clinical trials more accessible for everyone.
I love that. What about data analysis? I imagine there's a ton of data generated during clinical trials.
Oh, tons. And that's where AI really shines. It can analyze all that data and identify patterns and trends that humans might miss.
So it's like having an AI detective on the case, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Helping researchers make sense of all that information.
Exactly.
This is incredible. We've covered so much ground already, and it feels like we're just scratching the surface.
We are. We haven't even touched on personalized implants or AI-powered diagnostics yet.
I know, right? There's so much more to explore.
There is.
Maybe we should save those for our next segment. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back after a quick break to continue our deep dive into the incredible world of AI in healthcare.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back, everyone. We're diving back into this amazing world of AI in healthcare. And this time we're moving beyond drug development to explore how AI is changing the actual tools of medicine.
Yeah. This is where things start to feel really futuristic, like those sci-fi movies we talked about earlier.
Exactly. I'm talking implants, diagnostics, even how we manage our health at home, all being revolutionized by AI.
Right. One area that really highlights this is the evolution of implants.
Okay, implants. You mean like hip replacements and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Things like hip replacements, knee replacements, even dental implants. But traditionally, those implants have been kind of a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah. That doesn't sound ideal. I mean, everyone's body is different, right?
Exactly. And that's where AI is making a huge difference.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
Well, thanks to AI and 3D printing, we're now seeing a rise in custom fit implants.
Wait, really? So like personalized implants designed specifically for your body?
Exactly. Companies like Axial 3D are using AI algorithms to analyze patient scans and create 3D models for implants that perfectly match their unique anatomy.
Wow. So it's like having a tailor-made implant. That's incredible.
It is. It means less strain on surrounding tissues, fewer complications, and faster healing.
That makes a lot of sense. So less pain and quicker recovery.
Yeah, definitely. But it gets even cooler. Remember those sci-fi movies we talked about?
Yeah. How could I forget?
Well, imagine implants that actually dissolve over time, leaving behind only healthy tissue.
Wait, what? Dissolve? Like they just disappear?
Yep, pretty much. They're called bioresorbable implants.
Okay. That's mind-blowing.
Right. Companies like Bioretech are developing these implants using special materials like magnesium alloys or polymers.
So how does that even work? Do they just magically vanish?
Well, not magic exactly, but it is pretty amazing. The materials provide support while the body heals, and then they gradually break down and are absorbed by the body.
That's incredible. No need for another surgery to remove them later on. Think about the possibilities. Like for kids who need bone grafts, they wouldn't have to keep going back for more surgeries as they grow.
Yeah. Or adults with stents to open up blocked arteries, the stent would just dissolve naturally, reducing the risk of long-term complications.
Okay. I officially feel like we're living in the future.
I know, right? But let's move on from implants for a second and talk about AI and diagnostics.
Yeah, the newsletter had some really cool examples of that too, like AI being used to analyze medical images.
Exactly. Things like x-rays, CT scans, MRIs. They contain so much information, but it can be really tough for humans to spot those tiny details that might indicate a disease.
So it's like having a second set of eyes, but like superpowered eyes, analyzing those images?
Exactly. And because they've been trained on massive data sets of medical images, they can often spot things that humans miss.
Wow, that's incredible. So early detection is key here.
Right? Oh, yeah. Early detection can make a huge difference in treatment outcomes for so many diseases.
Like cancer, for example.
Especially cancer. Imagine an AI algorithm that can analyze a mammogram and detect the earliest signs of breast cancer way before a doctor could feel a lump.
That could literally save lives.
It really could. And it's not just images. AI is being applied to other diagnostic tools as well, like blood tests.
Really? Yeah. Blood tests. So like you could get a blood test that could tell you if you have cancer.
They're working on it. AI-powered blood tests could detect cancers in their earliest stages, even before symptoms appear.
That would revolutionize cancer screening. But how does it even work? Like how can AI analyze blood and detect cancer?
Well, basically, AI algorithms can look for subtle patterns in your blood that humans might miss. They can identify specific combinations of molecules that might be signs of cancer.
It's like having a microscopic detective working inside your body.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay, so AI is helping us diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately. But what about managing our health on a day-to-day basis? Can AI help with that too?
Absolutely. Think of it like having a personalized health coach available 24/7. AI-powered virtual health assistants can analyze your health data, remind you to take your meds, and even connect you with healthcare professionals when you need them.
Wow. That would be so helpful, especially for people with chronic conditions who need to stay on top of their health.
Exactly. And AI is also playing a big role in remote patient monitoring.
Oh, right. That's becoming really popular with the rise of telemedicine.
Yeah, AI-powered devices can track your vital signs, monitor your symptoms, and alert your doctor if anything seems off.
All from the comfort of your own home.
Exactly. It makes healthcare so much more accessible and convenient, especially for people in rural areas or people with mobility limitations.
This is amazing. But with all this AI taking on these tasks, what does that mean for doctors and nurses?
That's a good question, and it's important to remember that AI isn't meant to replace healthcare professionals. It's designed to help them.
So it's more of a partnership, right?
Exactly. AI can handle the data analysis and routine tasks, freeing up doctors and nurses to spend more time with their patients.
So focusing on the human side of healthcare.
Exactly. It's about creating a more efficient and effective healthcare system where AI and human intelligence work together.
That's a really reassuring perspective, but let's be real, there are potential downsides to all this, right?
Oh, definitely. As amazing as AI is, we have to be careful about things like data privacy, algorithmic bias, and over-reliance on technology.
Yeah, those are some big concerns. Maybe we should tackle those in our next segment.
Absolutely. We need to explore both the good and the bad when it comes to AI in healthcare.
We're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI in healthcare. We've seen the amazing potential, but now it's time to talk about the potential downsides.
Yeah, we can't just ignore the risks.
Exactly. So let's start with data privacy. I mean, AI needs a ton of data to work, right? But that data is super personal. It's our health records, our genetic information, even our lifestyles. How can we be sure all that data is being protected?
Well, you're right. Strong data security is absolutely crucial. We need really good safeguards to prevent unauthorized access or misuse of that information. And we need clear regulations about how that data could be used.
So de-identified, encrypted, and only used for the specific purpose it was collected for. Makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay, what about algorithmic bias? I know there have been cases in other fields where AI algorithms have shown bias, leading to unfair outcomes. Could that happen in healthcare?
It's definitely a valid concern. If the data used to train the algorithms is biased, then the AI will be biased too. And that could lead to some pretty serious problems in healthcare.
Like what?
Well, for example, certain groups of people might be misdiagnosed or undertreated. Or they might not have access to the same therapies. And that's not okay.
No, absolutely not. So how do we prevent that from happening?
Well, it starts with the data. We need to make sure the data used to train these algorithms is diverse and representative of everyone.
So it reflects the real world?
Right. And we need to carefully test the algorithms for bias, both during development and after they're deployed. Transparency is really important here. We need to understand how these AI systems are making decisions.
That makes sense. So it's a combination of good data, careful testing, and transparency.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's talk about over-reliance on technology. Even though AI can do amazing things, are we at risk of relying on it too much, like losing that human touch that's so important in healthcare?
It's definitely something to think about. AI is a powerful tool, but it's just that, a tool. It shouldn't replace human doctors and nurses.
Right.
It's supposed to help them, give them more information and time to focus on patient care.
So it's about finding that right balance, right? Using AI to make healthcare better, but not letting it dehumanize the experience.
Exactly. We want to create a healthcare system that's both high tech and high touch.
I like that. High tech and high touch. The best of both worlds. Okay, well, we're almost out of time, but I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay, sure.
We talked earlier about the idea of having a digital twin that monitors your health 24/7. Would you want that?
That's a tough one. I mean, it would be amazing to have that kind of insight into your health, but it also raises a lot of questions, like, would it make us more anxious? Would we become too reliant on it? What would it mean for our sense of privacy?
Yeah, it's not a simple yes or no answer, but it's something we all need to start thinking about, because AI is changing healthcare faster than we ever imagined, and it's up to us to shape that future. So stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking those tough questions. And thanks for joining us for another deep dive.